Rita, age 9, was asked, is it better to be single or married? She said, it's better for girls to be single, but not for boys. Boys need someone to clean up after them.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Here's the question of the day. Have you at least once in the past week told someone, I'm tired? Perhaps you've said it more than once. A guy told me I am so tired that if my life was measured in dog years, I'd be dead. I don't even know what that means, really. When my son was in first grade, I was overwhelmed with a feeling of great importance when it came to my job. One night, I brought home a briefcase bursting with assignments, deadlines, and assorted charts, and sat down to work. There was nothing brief about this case, trust me. My 6-year-old son sat at the dining room table, digging disgusting things out from between table leaves with a fork. Finally, he said, Dad, what you doing? I told him I had so much to do that I couldn't possibly finish it all. He said, Dad, they should put you in a slower group. It would be nice, wouldn't it, this slower group? As it is, the group we're in is anything but slow. 180 million Americans claim to be stressed out. More than half of Canadians say the same. Almost half of all sick days taken in the UK are stress-related. The busyness is sucking the joy from our lives. We've accessed everything but the pause button. I love cordless phones, but sometimes I wish someone would invent a phoneless cord. Others insist that we've arrived now. Look at us. Technology, industry, commerce, all bursting at the seams. We now have a smart mirror that scrolls news headlines while you shave or dry your hair. A microwave that connects to the internet to scan food labels and cook your dinner to perfection. Alarm clocks that regulate temperatures on electronic blankets and activate coffee makers. A smart sprinkler equipped to download weather reports and adjust accordingly. Cool. We never cease to amaze ourselves, do we? But have we arrived? I wonder. If we've arrived, how come my elevator just stopped at all 16 floors without anyone getting on? At home the other day, I opened a can of tomato soup and the lid fell in. Is this progress? We can build space shuttles, but we can't get the little red string on the Band-Aid to work quite right. We can get from here to Los Angeles, but we can't get across the street to greet a new neighbor. We have bigger houses and smaller families, more money and less time. We've split the atom, but we've also split too many homes. We buy more things and enjoy them less. We've added years to our lives, but sucked the life from our years. We talk too much, but seldom listen. We have sacrificed better for bigger, quiet for noise, communication for email. We have more conveniences, but less time, more counselors and more problems. We have wider roads and fewer carpools, more information, but less knowledge, taller buildings and shorter tempers. We drink too much, drive too fast, laugh too little, and sleep too seldom. We've doubled our incomes and tripled our divorce rates. We're stealing time from those who love us and giving it to those who don't. Our schedules are full, but our lives are empty. If this is progress, I want a refund. Or maybe we need to redefine what progress looks like. The best answer I've found is in the book of 2 Corinthians in the Bible. This is what it says in chapter 3, verse 18. But we Christians have no veil over our faces. We can be mirrors that brightly reflect the glory of the Lord. And as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like Him. That's real progress, don't you think? It's time to stop and consider our heart condition. Am I becoming more like Jesus? Am I reflecting His love today? There's nothing wrong with stuff. But when we use it to measure ourselves and compare ourselves with others, we slam on the brakes and shift into reverse. Let's turn things around today and bring back the joy. It's not too late. Go ahead. Join a slower group.
You're invited to join Laugh Again for our Celebration Cruise event, designed to leave you physically refreshed and spiritually renewed. From February 3rd to 11th, you'll enjoy a time of relaxation, great food, sunshine, Bible teaching, and lots of laughter. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to take a ministry vacation. For more information and to register, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.